At Tanglewood, this is the Boston Pops. Early credits in his career may look run-of-the-mill now, with titles like Gilligan's Island and Wagon Train. But it wasn't long before John Williams made his mark in Hollywood, writing music that makes good films great and great films legendary. It might capture the bravery of a swashbuckling archaeologist, or the rush of a spaceship launching into light speed, or the thrill of a superhero taking flight. I'm Brian McCreath, and Pops Conductor Laureate John Williams returns to Tanglewood with conductor David Newman for all of that and more on Film Night. It's all coming up on this Boston Pops broadcast from WCRB, Classical Radio Boston, and GBH Music. In one way, it's easy to describe the impact John Williams has made in Hollywood. Just going by the numbers, he's been wildly prolific in a career that stretches back to 1958, with 163 credits as a composer for films and television shows. And from those scores, he's been nominated for 53 Academy Awards so far, more than any other person in history, except one. That would be Walt Disney. But in another way, it's impossible to measure the impact of John Williams because the effect of his music, and especially what it adds to the films he works on, is felt by each of us on an individual, visceral level. It's a kind of power that's literally immeasurable. And like certain scientific phenomena, it can only be described by the evidence surrounding it. One part of that evidence has been an indispensable part of Tanglewood for many years. Film Night routinely draws one of the biggest audiences in any summer season in the Berkshires, a testament not only to the popularity of music for Star Wars, Schindler's List, Jurassic Park, Superman, and so many other films, but also to a chemistry with the musicians of the Boston Pops that's as potent as any relationship you'll find between conductor and orchestra. Well, last summer for Tanglewood's 90th birthday celebration of John Williams, Harlow Robinson wrote that Williams grew up around music and musicians. When he was a teenager, his family moved from New York to Los Angeles, where his father, a percussionist, played for movie soundtracks by masters of the form like Bernard Herrmann, composer of the music for Psycho and Vertigo, among many others. These connections proved useful as Williams began his own career as a pianist living in Hollywood. Williams said, "I can't say I was mentored by people like Bernard Herrmann and Alfred Newman, but in retrospect, they befriended me. They would ask me to come to their homes for dinner. I worked as a pianist for these composers, and some of them would begin to ask me to orchestrate things, which I could do, and eventually write scores for television shows." Well, one of the names Williams mentions in that quote is that of Alfred Newman, who was born in 1900 and wrote the scores for over 200 movies in the course of a four-decade career in Hollywood. And it's one of his sons, David Newman, who conducts the first half of Film Night here at Tanglewood. David Newman has written over 110 movie scores himself. He led the Boston Symphony here at Tanglewood in 2013, and then again in 2018, in Leonard Bernstein's music for West Side Story, in a live accompaniment to the 1961 movie. And when Steven Spielberg produced a new film adaptation of West Side Story just a couple of years ago, David Newman was on hand to arrange that same music for its new setting. Coming on stage is conductor David Newman to kick off film night with the Boston Pops at Tanglewood from WCRB.